full disclosure, he's a friend of mine. I've known Eugene Melnyk for almost 20 years now. I have worked for Mr. Melnyk several times in my life, including 2.5 years in Belleville when the Belleville Senators started in the American Hockey League. And I thought it would be great to connect with him, not just to chat, but to have you listen in on how Eugene Melnyk is doing. And the owner of the Ottawa Senators and the AHL's Belleville Senators on the line joining us from his home in Barbados. Eugene, thank you so much for being with us. And please tell us how you're doing, sir, and how is life in Barbados in these unusual times we're living in?
Good afternoon, Roger. Things are fine here, except that, you know, I'm keeping my count as well. I'm at, I'm at day 74 of isolation. And isolation down here really means isolation. It's nice to say that you're in Barbados, but when you're in a house, you know, that's where you are. And we just started getting lifted a little bit, but we've been on a 24-hour curfew here now for some time, for about 6 weeks almost. And they just started relaxing it a little bit in that it's now going to become a overnight from 8 o'clock till 5 in the morning sort of thing. Beaches are all closed. You can't go out and you're only allowed to shop on certain days, depending on your, the letter of your last name. I'm on Tuesdays and Fridays. That's when I can go to a supermarket. Other than that, you know, you are staying at home and you're isolated and trying to stay safe.
Well, and further to that, I guess we should point out, Eugene, and likely as a result of those, you know, stringent measures, coronavirus has not yet, and thank God for that, attacked Barbados too badly. I see the number of cases are relatively very, very small compared to the rest of the world. So I guess it's keeping people safe and healthy. And as frustrating as that is, I guess we all need to be patient and follow those regulations. So good on you for being a part of that. And I'm glad you're safe and well. And listen, if there's regardless one place on earth to be, maybe it is Barbados right about now, because I've seen it there thanks to you as well over the years, and it's a beautiful place to be. So good that everybody is safe and healthy and the country is managing to survive.
Yeah, it is. It's doing well. We've only had a grand total of 88 cases, and I think about 15 of them were just in the last 4, 5, 6 days. But we've only had 7 deaths, which is great. And, you know, the cases are very, very limited. So I think, you know, hats off to the administration here to make sure that we all stay safe. So it is a great place to come and visit as soon as we've lifted all the rules.
100% right there. So, Eugene, let's talk. There's so many things I'd like to get your thoughts on, obviously. But I want to go right back to the start of the coronavirus pandemic, and all of what transpired and the NHL shutting down. And it affected all teams, all leagues, all of us, all business. But the Ottawa Senators in particular, Eugene, you had several members of the organization test positive. Talk about how difficult that was to deal with, the enormity of the situation, especially hitting so close to your organization, and I'm trusting everybody is now safe and well, but what an incredible time it was for the Ottawa Senators.
Yeah, we had the worst luck. It was one trip that we did out to California. It was, and that ended up being the very last game of this shortened season so far. And we did have a number of players and as well as an announcer and some staff that did contract the virus. And, you know, the whole team had to come back urgently from California. There was no stop in Chicago and went straight to Ottawa. But I think after that happened, and that was in Santa Clara County is where it happened, which is where San Jose is. But it could have easily also happened down in Anaheim. But we know it's California. And, it put a shockwave through the whole league, through all the sports. And we were particularly hit badly because the Belleville Senators were on the cusp of running for a championship. And they were one of the 3 or 4 favorites to win the Calder Cup. And, you know, that kind of got pulled from under them. And now the AHL is completely canceled. So those players won't have a chance to play a playoff and or win a championship. But you know what? Life goes on. Everybody's in the same boat as we are, as I am. And we just continue on as fast as we can to try to get to some form of normalcy.
Well, good for you. Eugene Melnyk, owner of the Ottawa Senators and Belleville Senators, is with us. I'm Roger Lajoie. This is Sportsnet Tonight. We're here till 8 p.m. Stay safe and well, everybody, and thanks for logging in here on the Sportsnet Radio Network today. Let's stick with the AHL then for a second, Eugene in Belleville. You've got to be very encouraged despite the decimating end of the season in Belleville, and of course, who knows when the AHL can start because they need fans, unlike the NHL. But let's stay away from the possible revamping of the AHL. You must be very pleased with the number of prospects that are in your organization that at least had a chance to demonstrate what they could do, because at the time of the AHL closing, the BSNs were fifth overall in the league and sixth overall in winning percentage and had a shot at winning a championship. So you've got to take some solace that the hard work your organization and scouting department has done to identify prospects has definitely paid off.
It did. And we have, and that proof is down there. And a lot of times it will translate into a better team at the NHL level. And it should, because a lot of those players are going to be coming up to the NHL this year. Well, we know for a fact that at least five or six will. And it's great experience for them to be on a winning team and to come into our organization very young. I think we're going to have one of the youngest teams in the league this coming year. Depending on, you know, who we draft and who can play right away if they can. But yeah, you, of course you get excited. You know, finally we're going to get the completion pretty much of a plan we set in motion 3 years ago. And we're now seeing the fruits of that through, we've got 9 draft picks in the first 3 rounds this year. And that is a lot. Now we won't use all of them. We'll probably be able to trade and package some together and move up in some cases. And, you know, I think we're in a really good spot to become very competitive again. And I think it's more of a very long-term strategy. We hope to be already competitive in a playoff team this coming year. And then after that, start competing in a serious way for championships. And with a team that's, you know, a lot of the players are 20, 21, 22. These are all very young. And as they mature, you know, like any team, we should become, they should mature for the better. And we look forward to getting the next season. We're done pretty much for this year. I mean, even if we do resume, and I expect us to resume, you know, we can't come out of the bottom, out of the basement. But, you know, starting next year, it's a clean slate, and we've got some great young players, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, you have to be pleased with the crop in Belleville, as we alluded to, and in fact, you've got to be beyond pumped for the NHL draft. You already alluded to the 9 picks in 3 rounds, of course. You're going to have 2 very high picks in the top 5, very likely. You might even get number 1, so there are so many different options for you. Talk about the level of excitement of that, Eugene, and I know there's an NHL Board of Governors call tomorrow at 3 p.m. to discuss the, you know, timing of the draft lottery and the draft. Your thoughts on how excited you are as an organization and when you might expect or are thinking that you may finally get that opportunity to make those picks?
Well, it can't come soon enough, you know what I mean? I think all of us cannot wait for hockey to come back. And, you know, every day that goes by is another day that we wish that we could watch a game. Like, I was sitting around last night, and, you know, what does everybody do on Saturday nights? It's we watch hockey, and it's very unusual. It's kind of disturbing when you don't have that routine. And it is a routine, and it's a very enjoyable one. Same thing today. Look, you're eating into my NASCAR time. I can't believe that I'd be waiting all day to see NASCAR, but it's live sports, you know, and I'm going to flip back and forth between the golf if it's still on, but it's, you know, we all miss it. And I think at heart, forget about ownership, at heart, I'm a hockey fan. And I think like all the hockey fans in Toronto and also in Ottawa and all across Canada and the U.S., we're just dying to see the game back and get back into it with or without fans. I mean, in the stands. I think initially, if it's going to be played without fans in the stands, that's fine. But ultimately, there is going to be a different way of seeing a game. And I hope to be part of that process to come up with ideas that get us all back into the arenas.
That would be exciting, and look forward to that very, very much. Do you anticipate some kind of decision coming anytime soon regarding the draft, Eugene? The reports are out there, of course. We're all aware of. Maybe it is going to be in June. There is a percentage of people, apparently, that want to wait till the end of the season. It's a hard decision, a hard call, but I would think that one way or the other, there's going to be at least a plan in place relatively soon, if not by this week.
Well, you know what? There's so many moving parts. It's incredible. You can't even imagine it. And especially if you're going cross border, you're dealing with Canadian politics, you're dealing with U.S., you're dealing with state governments, you're dealing with provincial governments. I mean, it is a puzzle. Like, I would not want to be the person that has to figure that one out. I don't mind helping, but man, oh man, the decision's huge. But I'm hoping that we hear some. And every day that goes by, these guys are all working. I know that in New York and in Toronto, they're working their butts off trying to come up with solutions to all these different pieces. And that includes everything from player safety to compensation to scheduling. I just hope that we can have some events happen in June to keep people interested. And if that's just a draft lottery, that would be great. If it's a draft and a draft lottery, that's even better. And the sooner we can get to playing, the better. You know what? There's nothing wrong with watching hockey in July and August, my friend. You know, it'd be nice to be barbecuing outside and watching a hockey game on a Sunday afternoon. I'd rather be doing that right now. But we just have to be a little more patient. Yeah, I think everybody's this way. And as I said, everybody is pushing in the same direction. Everybody's trying to get this out as soon as humanly possible, and it's for the better. I mean, if you jump too quick, you make a mistake, it's one step forward, then three steps backwards, and you can't let that happen. And that's where the patience comes in.
Patience is a virtue now. There's no question about that. So that's a great answer, Eugene, especially, you know, you understand the importance of getting started for the reasons that people want to see hockey. The NHL's got to keep its brand up there. There's the economic impact, both for the owners and the players, which we can all understand. But you identified so many of the logistics that hockey has that other sports don't. The players haven't been on ice. They may need more time to get going. The international borders, seven Canadian teams. It is such a daunting task. If I can ask you, how confident are you that the NHL, and for that matter, I guess NBA and baseball, will find a way to award the Stanley Cup in 2020?
100%. No question. There's going to be a... I really, really believe that. And that's just not me being Mr. Promoter or anything like that. I just know that the resolve is there. Everybody's on the same mission. We will have playoffs. We will have a Stanley Cup this year. And we will have a full schedule next year. It might be a little different. You may have... a different playoff this year. Well, you will have a different playoff this year. And you know what? It's going to go down in history as one of these years. It's going to have the asterisk. Whoever wins, it's going to have a little asterisk. And everybody in our generation and future my kids and grandkids will remember this. People, this is a historic time, and we're living through it. We're actually living a historic moment. And we'll remember what happened with hockey. And we're hoping that there's some, like I said, we're hoping to get as close to normal next year as we possibly can with a full schedule and the Stanley Cup both this year and next year. But I can bet you anything you want that we will have a Stanley Cup this year, whenever that is.
That's great to hear. Yeah, no, that's great to hear. Eugene Melnyk-Quinn, this owner of the Ottawa Senators and Belleville Senators. I'm Roger Lajoie, Sportsnet tonight. Before Eugene, we get one or two more in on the Senators, I just want to go back to Belleville for a second. The American Hockey League has a particular challenge, of course, because while the NHL can attempt to play as a TV product only because, well, there's a great economic reason to, and there is a need for a lot of reasons for it to resume, the American Hockey League just could not do that and made the decision to shut down because there is no way they can afford to, or should they even bother to, play in front of empty crowds. how difficult a situation is it going to be as an owner of American Hockey League team in your case, and for the AHL in general, to really be at the mercy of, I think it's fair enough to say that most teams in the AHL would not play until large public gatherings can be allowed again? Or do you see any scenario where the AHL might play with no fans just to get the season started and try to stay in step with the NHL?
You know what? That's a great question. And I think that everyone is looking to see what the NHL is going to do first. The AHL is not completely unique that way, because there is a lot of college football, but college sports in general, they also count on filling up some of those big stadiums to fund themselves. They are very well funded, though, these universities, but still, it's not just the AHL, but it is a huge problem. Because their only revenue is from fans showing up. They don't have a TV contract. So what are you going to do about it? How are you going to bring something in? The players are paid for by the mothership, the Ottawa Senators, for example, or the Marlies. That's all paid for by the NHL team. The salaries are. As far as the I'm concerned. So that's not the cost. It's really the arena cost is going to come in, the cost of actually putting on the show. And where do you have that? And it's important that we have the AHL, because that's where all of our future is. That's our prospect. And without them, it's I don't know what in God's name we would do. We have to have a farm system, and they have to play hockey games. So there has to be a solution. What that one is, I simply don't know. It's it may have to be at least initially done without fans. I can't see it not happening, because you got players that are going to be ready to rock and roll in September. What do those guys do? They can't be sitting around and, waiting around for this pandemic to go by. They need to play, and we want them to play for our teams and controlled by, our hockey operations. It's a bigger problem, believe it or not, than we even have at the NHL. We can survive playing the NHL without fans in the stands, because it's such a great television sport. AHL just doesn't have that franchise. So we're going to have to come up with something to do for them. And, it's very important. Places like Belleville, we are the only real sport in town. So what are they going to do? So, people need to see it, want to see it. Maybe it's going to become closed circuit. Who knows? I just hope for the best that we can get this thing rolling. And we want to start with the NHL, get that solved, and then move right on to the AHL and get that solved.
Yep, it's a tough one. There's no question about that. Here's hoping for the best for everybody. So there will be people who will be listening in, either are listening to us right now or will be listening in online later on our website. And I know Ottawa Senators fans would love to hear a kind of direct message from the owner of the team to them. So, Eugene, I want to give you that opportunity to just kind of say, look, and we all know what has transpired in the past, and, I'm being fully transparent with you, Eugene. This is a chance for you to reach out to them, speak to them, and they are hoping to hear that there are great times ahead for the Ottawa Senators. So let me afford you that opportunity. What do you have to say to the great fans of Sens Army right now?
Well, let me tell you this. Without getting everybody, all the Leaf fans upset, or anybody else, the Habs or anybody, I think that we have spent 3 years basically putting up with a lot of criticism in doing something that is extraordinary. I don't think in the history, and if you can find me one, I'd like to hear it, but I don't think anybody in sports has ever done the kind of rebuild that we have done. I haven't seen anybody gut their team the way we did. If you can imagine, take the top five Leaf players, six players, and you announce, I'm about to get rid of these six guys, and we're going to do a rebuild, and we're going to be lousy for 3 years. And this is the right plan. there'd be riots in the streets. And we had our version of riots in Ottawa. And I'm saying to the fans in Ottawa, this is the time. You were, they were very patient with us. Some people weren't. Many people were. And there's a core group of fans that numbers in the thousands and thousands that are now going to have the opportunity to really be able to put their chests out, chins up, and be able to walk around and say, I'm an Ottawa Senators fan, and we are going to be champions. And I'm telling you, you will see it sooner than later. In the next year, you're going to start seeing glimpses of it. You're going to see a competitive team. And the years after that, you're actually going to have visions of us winning a championship. And that's what we're after. We're not in to come second, third, fifth, or tenth. We're in to win championships. And this is the only way that we figured out that we could do this. Gut the team, go all youth, get the best possible rebuild that you can with all the great prospects, and this is where we are. And we're going to be there with – and the funny part's going to be everybody's – and it's not you, Roger, but there's going to be a lot of people say, oh, my gosh, look what happened. How did they do this? And it's like, hey, dummy, I've been doing this for 3 years. Didn't you see the billboards in Ottawa, Malik out, this and that? No, we worked our butts off to get to where we are, and we've been doing it for 3 years. Now's the time to enjoy the fruits of our labor. And I'll tell you why.
Well said.
I believe all the other Canadian teams, this is going to be the decade. This coming 10 years, you're going to see Canadian teams starting to win Stanley Cups. This drought is over. And because I said years ago, I thought the Leafs would start being competitive. The Habs are starting to get there. The West Coast teams, you're going to start seeing them stepping up as well. The days of the five out of the six, seven teams being at the bottom of the league are over. I think Canadian teams are going to start doing extremely well, and it's deservedly so because we got the best fans in the world.
Well said, Eugene. Thanks for that. Final question. We'll let you go, and we thank you so much for your time again. It's a personal question. I hope you don't mind. Tuesday, May the 19th, is a day you won't forget. Well, May the 19th, it wasn't a Tuesday 5 years ago, I don't believe, when you had your liver transplant that afforded you a second chance at life. And you documented that very well in your Players Tribune story a couple of years ago. And you have talked a little bit about that. But on the fifth anniversary of that, Eugene, I think, first of all, we should say, congratulations to you for having come through it the way you did. And we'd be interested in hearing how you're feeling physically, how you feel about it 5 years down the road in what was really now your second birthday. I know your next one's coming up the following week, the real one, but talk to us a little bit about the milestone of 5 years now since that day.
Well, look, I feel as fortunate as anybody in the world, because rarely do you get this kind of second chance. My prognosis at the time was that I had, they were very specific. They kind of said, you have 8 days left to go. And there were no more options. I mean, we had to do a public appeal. And luckily, if I didn't own a hockey team, I tell you, I'd be buried a long time ago, because we did go out to fans and we had over 2,000 responses from people wanting to step up and give me their liver, their live liver. And I was fortunate that one person at the front of the line was a perfect match. They went without a hitch. I had a couple of hitches, small ones along the way, but it's been 5 years. And they say after 5 years, you basically crossed a very, very important line. And that is your liver is fully integrated into your body. I still have to take every day. I have to take immunosuppressant pills, which makes me a very high risk on the coronavirus. But I thank God every single day that I'm alive, that I was able to fortunately have the great doctors and nurses along with a donor. And I just hope that other people can have that opportunity as well as I did. And I'm trying to do everything I can to promote organ donation and organ transplant. So, yeah, thanks very much for mentioning that, Raj. It's a day that I would not have forgotten. But it's nice to mention, and hopefully people do kick the box and they do put themselves up for organ donation, because it gives life to people. It gives life to people like me, but thousands and thousands of people get a second chance because of the donations of individuals. So I can only be thankful. That's all I can tell you.
That's the best way for us to conclude. Eugene Melnyk is the owner of the Ottawa Senators of the National Hockey League and the owner of the American Hockey League, the Belleville Senators, joining us to chat here. Eugene, thank you so much for a terrific interview, a nice conversation. We're glad you're well. Stay safe, stay well, and let me let you get back to NASCAR now and golf and flicking the channels around.
Well, thanks very much, Raj. All the best to all of you.